Yo, welcome to yet another episode of the Get Your Nerd On podcast with your boy P90. You know what's happening, you know what's cracking, you know what we're about to get into. I don't know what we're about to get into, but we're about to get into something. And it's going to be nerdy, and it's going to have something to do with comics, it's going to have something to do with video games, it's going to have something to do with Scream. Yes, you heard that right. We're going to be screaming on the... No, we're not going to scream on this podcast. We're going to talk about Scream on this podcast. There we go. Screaming is... Never mind. We'll leave it at that. So, let's catch up, and then we can get into the shits as usual. Meet me there. Boy, oh boy, do I never do anything I say I'm going to do. But, like, it's I'm going to do what I said I'm going to do. I just don't ever do what I said I'm going to do in order. See, instead of watching Ghost in the Shell, which I started doing, and I took notes, but I'm not done, so we're not going to do it. There's a lot of Ghost in the Shell, bro. There's a lot of Ghost in the Shell. What I have been doing is reading All New X-Men by Bendis, and I got Rise and Fall of Batman Omnibus. I organized my X comics. I have the Age of Marvels comic box and a Phoenix Resurrection comic box. And those are only, those will be X-Men boxes forever. I've read some X-Men comics. I started getting back into Fatal Attractions. I've been doing a lot. I went to go see Scream. This past Monday of this recording. What else? Yeah, man. Yeah. That's the crust of it. I've been playing Pokemon Arceus as well, looking for Eevees. And I got, like, file dividers. Man, follow me on Twitter at P90 the Rapper. I posted what I organized my comics to be. Like, it looks so beautiful. If you want to see, that is. But, regardless. I did a couple of things. I started a new anime as well. That shit's fire. I have not watched the newest Attack on Titan. I started it, but I didn't watch it. I finished Demon Slayer. I seen the ending. And even though I read that manga, I'm so surprised. Although, everyone is talking about how much they love a very specific character. And I don't like that. You guys are sick. All of you are really, really sick. Doma does not deserve any type of love. I don't want to see that character anywhere near Automata. I mean, near my timeline. But yeah, that's mostly the catch up. I haven't read any Batman. I haven't read any Daredevil. Who knows? Maybe I'll do the famous thing that I do where I don't record this podcast in one sitting, and by the time I come back to finish the other half, I will have read Daredevil or Batman. Or maybe not. Who knows? There's a lot of stuff in this room that I need to do. I got a lot of movies I want to watch and whatnot. Comics I gotta read. Still got mad organizing to do. Yeah. Oh, also, I got Deadpool Samurai. Woo. Maybe I'll give that a shot too. It's Deadpool. I just had to get it because it was Deadpool. But yeah. Anyway, that's the catch up for now. So I guess we may as well just go hit up this news and then see where we go from there. So Sony is wanting to have more than 10 live service games by 2026. I think that's a little insane. Only because live service games are games that keep people in your circle. I guess it's cool because it's like, all right, if we drop all these live service games, there are live service games. So people are always in our circle even if they switch between all of them. But it's insane because it's like, if you have one great live service game, why do you want to try and take people away from that game? Like, yes, of course, make more great games. But live service games? Now you got people stretched thin. But I get it. They also hope that there's people who spending money on both of these things at the same damn time, the same equal amount of money, which ends up doubling their share. But still, dog, that's a lot of of games that you'd want to put out. That's a, let me see, 10 by 2026. 4 years. That's fucking, that's like three games. It's two and a half games every year. That's insane, guys. They're insane. I think that's a lot. I, for one, depending on the type of game, will probably not play them because I don't even play my PlayStation. But if it's good enough, I'll give it a try. I don't know, man. All I really want is Final Fantasy Online. That's all I really care about. Rockstar finally confirms GTA 6 is in development, and I wonder what the hell they're going to do. I wonder where the hell they're going to go. I wonder if they're going to be like, yo, let's do all of Florida. Or if they're going to be like, yo, let's do Florida, Atlanta, and move Texas over. Or if they'll be like, yo, let's do the entire U.S. Or, hey, we're going to go to space, make up a fucking place, and, yeah, alien titties. Who knows? There's a lot of things that they could do with that. I'm very excited to see where this goes. I'm very excited to finally get a new GTA game. I might go back and play GTA. I don't really like GTA anymore, but GTA has a special place in my heart. So maybe I will go back and play GTA and prepare for the new GTA. This game's not coming out for like 3 years, 4 years. Unless they've been working on it in secret, this game's not coming out anytime soon. So you got a confirmation, but don't expect to see anything. Xbox is actually not, we'll do that after the next two. Nintendo doubles down on 2022 being the release year for Zelda, as a lot of other companies are pushing things back. Still, like the Batman game that got pushed back. Don't know about the Suicide Squad game, but I feel like that got pushed back too. Right after they also tried to double down and say, nah, nah, everything's coming out this year. Things got pushed back. A lot of pushback is happening in the COVID era. So, I mean, there's that. People are still working home from home because a lot of people don't want to go back to the office. They would like to be in the office, but in a safe office. And that can't happen. Yeah. So that's good. I would like to play some new Zelda. I mean, I've been playing the new Pokemon, which is fucking great. So I think if I get the new Zelda, it'll get me back on my Switch. Although I need to go buy Breath of the Wild back because I didn't beat it. I'm like really close. I have one more like the beast things to tame, but I fatigued myself. I can't force myself to play a game nonstop anymore. I can do it nonstop, but then I have like 3 days to beat it. If I don't beat it in like 3 days, then it's retired time on the game. WB Games announced that it will be holding back their next... Oh, hey, look at that. Yeah, there we go. I didn't know I wrote that down. They'll be holding their next Batman title, Arkham Knights, until 2023. So, yeah, we're not getting that until next year. Which is insane to me. I wonder how much is going to change from it. When things like this happen, I wish there was a documentary. Because I also feel like they're going to change a lot of shit. It's not like the game's not done. I feel like it's... Guys, I think we really should change this. This doesn't feel like the Batman Arkham games. This feels like Ultimate Alliance, but worse. I don't know. It might not. I'm just saying, I wonder if they're changing stuff, because it kind of feels like they're changing stuff. I think they're just going to change stuff. Assassin's Creed Valhalla expansion will be its own standalone game. That is from the reports. We'll see if that actually happens. But if it's its own standalone game, I wonder how big it is. I wonder if it's like to the point where it's like Miles Morales, where it's like, yo, why would we make that DLC? Let's just throw that on a disc. Like, that shit is its own. I haven't beaten the game yet, but I hear so many good things from my homie about the game. He was like, yo, I played the game. The game was like so big, though, that I beat it and didn't notice that I beat it. Which is interesting. I don't like that much. But I do, because it's like if you just get lost in the game, you don't even notice that that was the end. But there's a couple expand. I think this isn't the first DLC. I might be wrong, but I feel like I came on here talking about DLC before. But anyway, it's going to be its own. So I'm expecting it to be like a small scale Assassin's Creed game at this point. I'll play it. Not knowing what the hell just happened. I'll just play it just because it's standalone. And I can just cop it by itself. Xbox keeping games on PlayStation and bringing them to Switch. So after the Bungie acquisition, Xbox, like 2 days later, came out and said something along the lines of, "Hey guys, we'll probably be keeping Call of Duty on PlayStation." Although, at first I thought it was a retaliation for them keeping, for PlayStation keeping Bungie on multiple platforms. But then I thought about something. One, no one gives a fuck. Bungie's Destiny, at least, was always going to stay on both systems. It's like trying to take World of Warcraft from PC. But, I mean, they also said they were going to keep future games on there. But, whatever. But Call of Duty staying on PlayStation? Now it's a cool money move, because that's just going to rack up so much fucking money. It's Call of Duty still makes a lot of money, even if it's like a horrible selling game. Warzone exists, which wasn't going to leave anyway. But anyway. But yeah, Xbox says that Call of Duty games will be staying on PlayStation. Now, that still doesn't say exactly what we're wondering. It just says Call of Duty games will stay on PlayStation. And some of Activision's most popular franchises. So, like, Overwatch 2 is probably going to stay on PlayStation, and maybe future Overwatches if they end up making them. That was kind of expected. I mean, anything else, though, like, there's no reason for them to keep anything else on there. Just those two games. Anything other than those two games don't need to be on there. And even then, Call of Duty could go to PlayStation. They can keep getting Call of Duty. There's ways around this. But anyway, what I was getting at with that was, maybe they did it to lighten up the monopoly load. So it's like, hey guys, we're going to buy Activision, but to lighten the blow of you trying to scream it's a monopoly, we'll give them, let them keep the Call of Duty games. And then we'll make our own games. And then they can keep Overwatch. And then we'll make more of our own games. But like, we're not buying this studio just to keep sharing. We need more studios. And it's also like, dog, there's a shit ton of studios out there, bro. Why the fuck is this one? Like, I don't think both of these teams could buy like five more studios before I start screaming Monopoly, bro. We just don't hear about, if you're not following like everything gaming, you probably don't pay attention to the smaller names and shit like that. So, of course, you would be like, oh, man, they just bought up everybody. Like, there's no one left. But that's absolutely incorrect. Once you start playing indie games and even some other, some AA games and some AAA games, you'll see some really good names on there that you didn't know made, like, six other games that you love. Just like, what was the name of that studio? Nighthouse Studios. They were their own studio before Netflix came in and tried to steal them away from everybody. So there was that. But yeah. So, you know, PlayStation people, you might be able to keep your, you might be able to keep some Call of Duty on your system. And about the Nintendo part that I said, Xbox wants to bring Call of Duty to Nintendo Switch and maybe some other games that are multi-platform. I mean, I know Overwatch was supposed to be on Switch if it isn't there yet, but mostly it was just for Call of Duty. So that would be really cool. That's more money in their pocket if they can get a working Call of Duty on that game system. Beautiful enough Call of Duty for everyone to play. First Cyberpunk 2077 next-gen gameplay for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X has been released. I have not yet watched it. I will give it a watch, and I don't expect it to look dumb different, but I expect it to look different, and I expect it to perform very, very well. And also, Random rumor that I just came across as I'm spitting this shit is Netflix might be preparing for a BioShock movie or series. And whoa, that would be very interesting. I don't know how I feel about it, but that'd be interesting because I love BioShock. BioShock is great in my opinion. Like BioShock is one of the best 100 games in the entire world, if you ask me, and I am here for it. Horizon Forbidden West is coming out this Friday, and Elden Ring is coming out, I believe, at the end of the month. So we have some wonderful games on the way. Also, Horizon Forbidden West is getting its own Lego set. So for you Lego fans out there, and you PlayStation fans out there, you guys can build PlayStation games in Lego. Alright. That might literally be all that there is for news, but of course I will do a sweep, and then if that is not everything for news, you know what's going to happen. We're going on to the next section. But I can tell you at least everything coming to Game Pass in February. Contrast, which is available now. Dreamscaper, which is available now. Telling Lies, available now. Besiege, available now. Crossfire X. Oh my god, Crossfire X. Oh, wow. I didn't play the campaign yet. I played the multiplayer. Crossfire X fucking sucks. Oh my god, bro. Crossfire X is so laggy. Crossfire X is just... It's just so trash. There's fucking cheaters. Like, there's this dude who's running around with an akimbo lasering people. And you could shoot him before he shoots you. And he's just soaking up the bullets. Unless there's something that I didn't learn because there's no right proper tutorial, it doesn't seem like. But, bro, that game is so bad. It performs horrible. I don't know how my team won when I played that game. But that game was not a fun fucking game to play. Edge of Eternity, available now. Skull the Hero Slayer, available now. The Last Kid on Earth, available now. Oh, on Earth and the Staff of Doom, available now. Sorry. Ark Ultimate Survivor Edition, available now. Alice Madness Returns, coming February 28th via EA Play. Super Mega Baseball 3, coming February 24th because of EA Play. Galactic Civilizations 3, coming February 24th. RoboQuest 22nd, Lawn Mowing Simulator on the 17th, Total War Warhammer 3 on the 17th, that's for PC, and so is RoboQuest, those are two PC games, Mass Effect Legendary Edition coming to the cloud, it's available now actually, Microsoft Flight Simulator World Update number 7, Australia, available now, Grounded Into the Woods Update, available now, yeah. That's a lot of shit coming to Game Pass. Everything leaving, though. Like, there's stuff leaving. Control, Code Vein, Final Fantasy Zodiac Age, The Medium, Project Winter, and The Falconeer. And I am in tears! Those are all great games. All of these games are actually really, really wonderful games. Control is one of my favorite games that have come out since Xbox has released, since Xbox One has released. Dog, Control is fucking fire. Code Vein is the only Souls-like game that I fucking enjoy. Like, that, I beat that game. I've never beaten any of the Souls-like games. Dog, this game, fucking dope. That shit was intense, and I love the music throughout that fucking game. What was it, Underworld, and Something Hell, This Hell, something like that. Man, I'm gonna go play that shit later. The music. Final Fantasy 12, Zodiac Age. I haven't beaten it, started playing it. I was really interested. I just don't have time to sit with games. That's why I need y'all to pay for my free time so I can just make podcasts all day and play video games more. Or watch my streams when I stream. That way I could just be like, yo, I'm making enough money as a streamer. Cut off 2 days from work and just beat some fucking games while y'all watch. The Medium, really, really love the game. The game has so much things that I could learn from to make another game and be just as good, be better. But the game overall in general was a really good narrative game. Cameras was a little weird, but I see what they was doing. The game is dark. That game was fun. I'm so happy it was a launch game on Xbox. I'm so happy it was on Game Pass. And I really, really hope everyone gave it a try when I was posting that game up when it first released. And I hope people still gave it a try before it left. Project Winter, I just know it's a good game because everything on this fucking list is a good game. I actually have not played Project Winter, but there's no way that everything is on the list is a good game and this is a bad game. I just refuse to believe it. So I'm going to actually go look at it and see if I'm right or wrong. The Falconeer, that is a really, really interesting game, and I got my ass kicked so much, but it was really, really cool because it was really, really, like, different. You're just riding on a falcon, blowing up shit, people asking you to do stuff for them. Bro, Falconeer was actually really cool. I enjoyed the Falconeer, okay? I enjoyed driving on a falcon. Falcon. All right, guys. I'm going to go do one final sweep of the news, and then, yeah, you already know what the shit is. We're going to move on to other news, dog. Other news. Okay, so, mind the mic. There we go. All right, so, yeah, sorry about that. A lot of shit's happened. This episode was supposed to be out, and it's not out, so there's more stuff to talk about. So, we're going to talk about a couple more things. Like, Capcom Fighting Collection brings 10 classic Capcom games together. I feel like they always doing some sort of collection. Let's see. Here's the full list of games included. All games are being updated to have online with rollback netcode as well. The collection is coming to Nintendo Switch as well as PlayStation 4 and Xbox. There were some other announcements, like Street Fighter 6, by the way, which we'll get to. But in this collection, you get Darkstalkers. Yeah! The Night Warriors. Night Warriors Darkstalkers Revenge. Vampire Savior. The Lord of Vampires. Vampire Hunter 2. Darkstalkers Revenge. Oh my gosh. Awesome. I like Darkstalkers. Vampire Savior 2. The Lord of Vampire. Red Earth, Cyberbots, Full Metal Madness, Super Gem Fighter Mini Mix, Super Puzzle Fighter 2 Turbo, Hyper Street Fighter 2. The collection is out on June 24th, 2022. Street Fighter 6 didn't get a release date, but it did get a really cool trailer, so you can absolutely go and watch that. Everyone is just brawlic as fuck. That's really all there is. Honestly, it's just everyone's brawlic as fuck. Like, there's no real news on anything about when it's coming or anything like that. But hey, it's coming, finally. And there's a good chance it's going to be on all systems this time. Last time, there was a reason for that. But this time, I think they're good and they're putting it on every system. At least every current gen system. I can't wait to play it again. I did like the PlayStation 1. I just didn't play it that much because it was on PlayStation. Also, in the time we've talked, I've like done just a tiny bit of Cyberpunk 2077 upgrade. And it looks really good. It looks really good. I didn't run around too much. I ended up making a new character. But it looks really good. The little movement was a little more fluent that I did, but I'm gonna play like more and I'll have a better answer to that. The yawns. I'm actually very excited for Elden Ring. I have no reason to be excited for this game, but I'm very excited. I have no reason to be excited because I suck at these games, but I'm very fucking excited. I'm here for it. Have not gotten Horizon Forbidden West, sadly. I will be getting it next month sometime. Halo Infinite's mid-season update will bring multiple improvements to the campaign. Halo Infinite's campaign will receive a number of fixes and improvements part of the mid-season update, which is expected to release the 24th of February.
I'm sorry.
So much fucking yawning. I actually do not... I wonder what improvements it's going to be. General network improvements. Oh, you know what? It also might be like stuff like when you quick resume, you don't get... I feel like they fixed that. But the lockers and stuff you unlock, you don't get those. But I wonder what else there is that people had issues with. It was certain at first animations glitches that caused frame rate stutters. Alongside stability. Finally, the range of motion tracker in the big team battle will increase by 33%. Okay, all right. I mean, it's little stuff, but everything counts. It's just everything to make the game better and bigger and better and bigger and better. Multiple companies wanted to buy Activision Blizzard before Microsoft. Interesting. Microsoft kicked off negotiations. Alright, yeah, so that's really it, man.
Any other news?
God damn, I keep yawning. I am sorry, this is mad yawn. Soul Hacker 2 is coming to Xbox, y'all. Soul Hacker 2 is coming to Xbox August 25th. Soul Hacker 2 is coming to Xbox. I'm excited. I'm happy. More games on the Xbox just makes me happy, especially when they're Japanese games. All right. That's really all that I got. It is a Monday, so nothing really happened over the weekend, which is when I was supposed to finish this podcast. But yeah, that's about it. Wait, adults only horror game Agony Unrated goes missing from players' Steam libraries. Oh no. What? Well, interesting. I'm gonna have to find a way to get my hands on Agony Unrated. That sucks. Agony 1 is fucking creepy as hell. Just Agony Original, which I didn't know that there was an unrated difference, but I guess it's much more nudity. I don't fucking know. But I'm gonna try to get my hands on it, and I'm gonna try and at least play the first 10 minutes again. Dog, Agony had me shit in my pants, bro. I don't even know what to tell you. Agony is a creepy ass game. Like, you're just in hell, and everything's just trying to get you, and everybody hates you. And god damn it, that shit is fucking creepy, bro. Oh yeah, I never went over any of the, fucking Nintendo shit, but we're getting Mario Kart 8, and a bunch of, which we already have, so you get the joke there. And we're getting a bunch of maps from every version of Mario Kart to go with this game. That's exciting. But more exciting than that, and the only thing that I care about in that entire thing, is we're getting Mario Striker Charge. We're getting a new Mario Soccer game, and I'm excited. Fucking awesome. It's gonna be fucking awesome. Alright. So, on to some random news. All the other shit. Truth Social, new social media app, launches in the App Store, but apparently people are still on the wait list. It is Donald Trump's social media app, Truth Social. It is pretty hilarious. But apparently, your account gets created. They thank you for joining. But due to massive demand, there is a wait list to let you in. And that's actually quite hilarious. I honestly don't know what to say. I guess Manz is still mad that he's not on Twitter, so he hired people to make an app called Truth. If this app was made by anybody else, I'd go hop on it. But I just find this so funny that I'm not going to go on that app. Let's see what else we got. That's just really funny to me. Dude really went out and made an app because he was petty. Yo, me and my boys were talking about... We were talking about recasting in comic book movies. The cinematic universe is going to go on forever. If they can make it go on forever, it's going on forever. This is a fact. But they will run out of superheroes at some point if they don't just start recasting the same superheroes. Like right now. If none of these people want to come back to play roles that shouldn't have ended, they should just be recasted. The very reason I say so is because you guys are going to keep doing this forever, unless you guys are going to keep rebooting the entire universe every 30 years, maybe, then all right, fine, be my guest. But, dog, the movies are handled, can be handled just like the fucking comics. Recast is just like when you're getting a new artist, a new creative team, basically. You have a Hickman run, and then Hickman is done. And then you have a Tom Taylor run. Tom Taylor is done. And then you have a Scott Snyder run, and then Scott's done. And, like, the art changes a bit. The writing changes a bit. Things change. Thus, it's just like the movies. Just explain to people. It's not a fucking multiverse. We're just recasting because Iron Man deserves to be in 80 fucking movies. It doesn't deserve to end just because Robert is done with the role. Like, fucking awesome job that he did. But there's so much stuff we could do with this character. And then people get used to that. And then it's also like, all right, cool. Respectfully, if there's any unforeseen circumstances that happen, where we can just recast with ease. There's no disrespect in recasting. It's literally, these stories last years, tens of years. You can't be upset if they want to recast to continue a story. There's so much shit that happened between certain characters that we'll never get because the fans are too fucking spoiled to allow a recast. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. That makes zero sense. There's no allow a recast, bro. They should just fucking recast. They should do what they want to do, continue their plans in giving us one of the dopest universes in the world. Don't be like, oh, we no longer have this person's, so like, shit, man, we're just gonna shoehorn a new character in. It's like, no, give those new characters the proper build up and room breathe. I don't know, that's just me and my comic guy and one of my homies. He didn't want it at first, but he listened to me, and then he was like, all right, That makes sense. As much as we don't want it, it makes sense. And it's just like, yes, it fucking does make sense. I did not finish Peacemaker, but I've been hearing nothing but good news about Peacemaker. I've been hearing that the last episode is like the it episode. And I think after I finish watching Cuphead, I'm going to go back to Peacemaker. I did start watching Bel-Air, though. And yeah, I know this podcast is all over the place. This is what it is. It'd be so hard for me to jot down my notes in order. But anyway, I watched the first episode, two episodes of Bel-Air. Dog, that shit is dope. It's dope because it's like super grounded. And it's super, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's some real shit. I don't want to. I talked about it in the other episode. I mean, in the Rant Random episode that is also going to be dropping this week as well. Next, once I finish, I will talk about it some more here. But it's worth a watch. It is worth a watch. And it's very fun to compare the character changes. But not in a way of like, yo, that's not the way the character acts. And more like, ah, okay. So I see how they took this character and they elevated them for this time. And how the changes is able to be made. And it seems more realistic. Paul Dano had trouble sleeping making the Batman due to intense Riddler scenes. Okay, so all that means to me is this movie is going to be fucking fire. You know, I want to know what the fuck these motherfuckers be doing to not be able to sleep and be the same person that they are. Like, I remember, I forgot who it was, but they was like, yeah. I think it was Michael B. Jordan because he played Killmonger. He was just like, yeah, man, I was a little different after that. Some shit. But, dog, now I want to play one of these wild-ass motherfuckers, maybe serial killer, some fucking evil villain or some shit, just to see, like, what type of shit is a... Is these motherfuckers doing, bro? Like, what is creeping you out so bad when you play these roles? But hey, that just means this movie's about to be great. 7 new Macs are coming in 2022. Here's what to expect first. I'm sure this is a rumor, but if we're getting new Macs, it's literally every version of Mac with a new M chip. And it's... That's probably literally going to be it. It's just Macs with M chips. I'm not surprised. I'm not... angry. I fucking can't afford that shit even though I want it. But yeah. New Mac shit. I like Mac shits. Let's see what else. Is there anything else that meant? Oh, 50 Cent is going to be working to develop a zero, a zero movie, I believe it was. And then they want to turn it into a TV show. But Zero is a superhero in DC who disguises himself to get into a high level casino, I think it was. This dude, Zero's just pretty cool. Like, Zero's a really interesting character to see. I've just heard about this character. I haven't read the character, but I'm interested in seeing this. It's a black character, and it's an original character, so it's something we need more of, and I'm totally here for it. Also, Patrick Stewart and Wade Wilson. There we go. Swear that they will not be in Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness. So they say. We will have to see. That trailer was great, and I think that everyone we think is going to be in there is going to be in there. I really, really am excited to see what the fuck is going to be up with that movie. Like, there's just so much little shit there, bro. There's just so much shit that I'm just too excited. I need to know what the fuck is happening in that movie, bro. I love Doctor Strange, and I also want the X-Men back. So if they're going to use that to bring in the X-Men, I need to know. Supposedly, things aren't looking so great for the next BioShock game, even though it will be getting a Netflix series. But BioShock 4 was confirmed to be in development by a new studio under 2K called Cloud Chamber in 2019. But nothing has been shown, given, estimated. It's just really quiet. But apparently a leak said that Cloud Chamber lost around 40 employees due to the development issues. I don't know about that, but if it's true, well, shit, we'll have to see, and that will suck. I mean, I love BioShock, but it is what it is. If we have to wait for it a lot longer, then we have to wait for it. PlayStation planning more exclusive Marvel games, including Punisher. I'm honestly not surprised to see that. A Punisher game would be very funny, but I would expect it to be like, I wouldn't say an RPG, but it'd probably be like an action shooter, probably a third person, maybe a little bit more of the Gears feel, so it feels like war, but not Call of Duty type war. I'm excited to see what happens if that's what they do. But other than that, I expected them to just basically make a video game Marvel universe. That is literally what I expect. And before I run myself rapid trying to figure out if there's any other news, because I know that I don't got any other news. We are going to head over to a little bit of comic stuff, because I read all the volumes for Attack on Titan All New X-Men, and I really, really enjoyed them. I took a couple notes regarding it, but fucking awesome, fucking great, loved reading it. Let's get to that. Okay, so basically I read volume 1, 2, 3, 4 of All New X-Men. That shit was great. Beast is an idiot, man. The dog really went back in time to grab the past X-Men to try and stop Scott, the Scott that kills Professor X in his present time, from starting a mutant fucking war and causing genocide. And it was just a lot of fucking shit going on. And that nigga was, first off, he was crazy for bringing the old X-Men there. But I think they had a really cool adventure, because it was really interesting to see the young Jean with developing powers the way they were developing, and like the shit that they all just got into in their present time, their all time displays. Like, it's just really fucking cool. It was written really well. It was super fun to read. They had some really cool adventures going on. I only wrote notes for the last two volumes because I didn't think about it until the last minute. But dog, that shit was fucking awesome. Like in volume 3, we started off with an insane and dope space chase as the X-Men teamed up with the Starjammers and Guardians of the Galaxy to fight Gladiator, as he had Jean Grey secretly kidnapped so she could stand trial for destroying the planets that she did during the Phoenix Saga. But the issue is she hasn't committed them yet, because this is very young Jean. This is before the Phoenix emerged and convinced her, made her do all that shit, bro. Fucking, that was like a really cool concept. Just all of that. That was a dope fucking story and a team up. It also feels like a story of do we blame the child for the actions of the parent type of thing. Seeing the interactions of each X-Men character for the first time together was awesome too. Watching how hard the X family rides for each other, it just showed further love, and it was just awesome. And fucking, then there was Laura Kenny, and she popped up, and it was just, it was a good fucking story, alright? I really like Uncanny X-Men, I like Uncanny X-Men, because I read that one when it first was dropping. It was really cool. I really liked that version of Cyclops. I really liked how they were going to grab all the mutants and shit like that and bring them to new school. But now I'm reading the other side of that for the first time, and that shit was fucking cool too. Like, it this was just a very, very fun read altogether. Warren struggling with who he is and who he might become in the future, changing how he acts and all that. That was also very interesting because, like, he saw his future self, and his future self went through some traumatic shit. And Warren's just like, why is no one telling me what happened to me? What's wrong with me? Why are you like this me? And it, like, if you understand, you know, it's if you know, you know thing. Phenomenal. Definitely recommend it. I was reading it on Comixology before the update. It was really fun. It was really worth every second. I was just blowing through that fucking comic. It just had me stuck to my phone. The writing was just so good. I believe that was by Bendis, and he did a wonderful job. He absolutely did. I am now, well, I was reading Schism, but I got rid of my Marvel Unlimited. I got rid of Comixology and my Marvel Unlimited. I'm just going to buy the books. But yes. We also read Secret X-Men this week. That was really fun of a read. I'm not giving it a high grade. It was just a fun read. Started a new team, a new Secret X-Men team, and shit just gets fucked up. Gets fucked up real quick. They're heroes. They're a little bit of heroes, but shit gets fucked. Like, dog. Dog. It is like, all right, imagine someone hires you to do a job, and then they send assassins to make sure that you're capable to do the job. And then when you get there to do the job, the person who hired these assassins ends up getting kidnapped. And the other two people who were there helping, who helped you hire, end up, one of them ends up wiping your mind and then sending you back home. And it's just like, damn, bro. That's just insane. That entire trip was just fucking insane. I'm looking forward to see what happens in Secret X-Men 2. Because that was really just unexpected. It was just a twist. Sword 11. After we found out WizKid betrayed Krakoa and became an Orcus buddy, we also find out he was doing a triple cross so they could smuggle Abigail into their ship. But with that first double cross, WizKid, WizKid knocked the sword station out of orbit and is now aimed at Australia. So the sword station is gonna fall on Australia and blow it up. Back on Mars, more plotting has taken place as Imperial guards and mutants battle a small invasion. Storm is not having it as she unleashes so much power it even affects her. Manipulation of the pressure of air cracks every enemy open like an egg. But apparently that was all planned by the enemy. They didn't expect to win, only test. The falling sword station ends up being saved by Cable, who got very affected. He used his TK, which he uses to keep the techno-organic virus at bay. So it ended up affecting him a little bit more. But on top of that, Abigail knew that was going to happen. So, like, there's some shit going on. This is fishy. This book is about to be nothing but double, double, triple crossing crossers. Also, Abigail is fucking, she doesn't care about mutants. Everyone does not care about mutants, bro. Abigail Brand wants to burn all of Krakoa, and she wants to be the king herself. Dude, no one has mutants' best interest. No one. X-Men 6. Basically, Cyclops died one day, and it was in so publicly done. Even the news knows, and they had to make Scott become Captain Krakoa, which is a front. And in the background, Orcus base has made a base right above Krakoa, which is really, really fucked. Like, those Orcus people just don't stop. They also have Nightcrawler's body, and I'm very scared and confused about this situation. I think it was Nightcrawler after he teleported the after he teleported Mars, when Onslaught had attacked, Nightcrawler died around then. So like, I'm scared. I wonder what they're using that body for. He's just strung up there. Trial of Magneto 5. We now have a backup resurrection home that can never be touched by non-mutants. This makes it so that no mutant will ever be left behind, no matter what. Also, the Scarlet Witch and Magneto framed Toad for murdering the Scarlet Witch. This was all the plan so she could give them the present of being able to access mutants before Cerebro could have ever scanned for them, and any in-between mutants that popped up that Cerebro just happened to miss. This is a really cool concept and everything. I think it's fucked up that they put Toad on
under the fucking bus like that, though. Also,
I think this was a great Scarlet Witch redemption story. I enjoyed it. I think it was properly written. I think everything was worth it. Because at first it was like, damn, yeah, Trial of Magneto. And then it was like, nah, just a Scarlet Witch story. And then it was like, all right, but this Scarlet Witch story has a really, really interesting ending, and it affects Krakoa. I love that. That shit's dope. That was very entertaining. And that was episode 55 of, I think it's 55, of the Get Your Nerd On podcast. We will be back in 2 weeks. And then in 2 weeks, hopefully we will be back every week. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for listening. Also, be on the lookout for a new episode of Rant Random. I got to check out the quality. It might not be the best. I forgot my mic at home, so we recorded off of the iPad memos. So if it's not too bad, I'm going to upload it. If it's horrible, I'm not going to upload it. But be on the lookout for Rant Random Episode 2. Thank you for stopping by to get your nerd on with me, P90. And I hope that y'all have a very nerdy day. Peace.